The highways and byways of Norwich and Norfolk are forever changing to cope with increasing amount of traffic, and 120 years ago lines were being laid on the city roads. The trams were on their way. It was at the end of 1899 that the horse-drawn bus service, Norwich Omnibus Company, which had started on June 23, 1879, was wound up. For two decades it operated from an office in Queen Street. Only 10 passengers could use it, five each side facing another, with four sitting each side of the driver. For a few pence you could cross the city, but a full bus was too heavy for the poor horses. The people described them as horse-killing buses and were glad to see the back of them. The trams arrived in 1900 following a petition signed by 23,000 people. This was the first proper public transport for the people. Ralph Potter wrote this article in 1984, recalling growing up on the trams. Trams were an integral part of our lives when I was a schoolboy, and this reliable, safe and sure transport was taken very much for granted. It had its drawbacks, of course. The tram lines were a source of danger to cyclists, and who could forget the ear-splitting screech with which they manoeuvred the sharp curve from the Haymarket into Orford Place, the centre for all of them, with the inspector sitting in his little office in the middle. It is hard to remember how narrow St Stephen's was. The two-way lines, which just a few inches passing between the trams, its narrow paths with shops and crowding in. But it never had traffic trams, mainly because when a stationary van impeded progress, the tram driver rang his foot bell with such an effect that the van driver's business was quickly concluded. Memories linger particularly of the period of the 1914 to 18 war when the conductresses, clippies, were introduced. One woman, a pretty blonde, made a distinct impression on the schoolboys. It must be remembered that while the driver had duties such as the changing of the points reached from the tram's front with a metal bar, the conductress had the responsibility of reversing the pole which connected with the overhead power lines when a terminus was reached. We all coveted this little job, but this bright young woman would only allow us to do it if it was raining. Unfortunately, when you grabbed the rope to pull it off the wire, the rain cascaded down the rope and down our sleeves to our elbows. But the cherubic smile of thanks from the artful conductress was ample repayment for our discomfort, recalled Ralph. The trams disappeared from our roads after 35 years to make way for buses.